The Nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Lovely morning, G Lagos. Welcome to the second part of Daily Today, 7:32. And we're good to go. I'm Sheriff Quadri.
I'm Jimmy Disu. Good morning.
Lagos, you can watch us on Facebook. You can also watch on YouTube as well. Let's know what you think about the stories that we've got for you this morning. Let's start with this one here, the panorama page of The Punch. Newspaper, it reads, Tinubu, Atiku, Obi, Begin Tribunal, fireworks over live broadcast.
Okay, all right. Don't worry, I'll handle the PT.
Mm. That's what I wanted to.
Now, I'll handle this. Okay, now, I need to make a clear declaration here. I'm not a lawyer. I don't, apart from the little bits I must have gotten from my dad or so. So I'm not a lawyer, okay? And also for you to know that I am not always right. It's important. We're all human beings. I'm not always right. I believe that programs like this are set up to stimulate your thinking. And therefore, if you listen to us, you know, you can go further to find out whether what we're saying is right or wrong. So we need to get that out of the way. I needed to lay the foundation because of what I'm about to say now. Now, it says that Tinubu, Atiku, Obi begin tribunal fireworks over live broadcast, meaning that they're going back and forth, in the case, talking about, asking that there should be live broadcast. Now, I thought that the issue of live broadcast is not embedded in law, but in discretion. And therefore, rather than waste 2, 3, 4 days adjourning and whatever on live broadcast with May 29 round the corner, which in itself, we should have made it sacrosanct that all these cases should be dispensed with before you swear in an incoming president. Mm. Okay, so we didn't do that. But we can't keep wasting time on what I think. I would have thought that the tribunal from this, from the onset would be saying, look, we are going to go live or we are not going to go live. And that is part of the problem I see as an outsider with the dispensation of justice. So much, because what it says here now is that one of the issues that the petitions court will first attend is the demand by the opposition for a live broadcast. I thought they started about 4 days ago, and today is Friday, we're still on discussing whether it's going to be a live broadcast or not. And I don't know, I'd like to be educated. If you don't know, you ask. I'd like to be educated whether the issue of live broadcast is embedded in the interpretation of the law or is a matter of discretion. If it is a matter of discretion, can we please get my Lord Justices to rule on it immediately? And let's move on to the substantive case.
They said they'll have to do that on Thursday next week.
To do what now?
To decide on the live broadcast application.
Why are you telling me this now?
I'm sorry. Is there any?
It's just. I don't know. I just don't understand. But I wonder what you think about what I said.
So I. Atiku's lawyer filed that motion the other time, and Obi's lawyer filed their own, I think, yesterday for the same reason. So two things: some Nigerians have already made up their mind. Anyways, live broadcast will not change their mind about what they've already known, because a lot of people don't know. I've seen quite a number of movies, and trust me, what you see in movies are not exactly what happens in real life. But then they can give you an insight into how things work in the courtroom, right? Because lawyers would do everything to win their case. They would convince, they can be dramatic, they can be this. Most of our people, I am not exactly sure, this is not, I'm trying not to be offensive, right? Most of our people may not have that capability to understand some arguments.
There's no need to be polite about it. If you are not a lawyer, you can't understand 100% what's going on.
You can't understand. You just see that the lawyer is,
I've covered the Santana Court in Tinubu and the Bochele Magistrates Court when I was a young reporter. And trust me, what we do is just report almost verbatim what the judge has said and what takes place. Personally, even if they show it live, I'm not going to break my head, apart from just wanting to get taking the optics.
Yeah,
really, I'm not going to be following the case. I can't. Don't let's deceive ourselves. And I said that because I'm a bit worried about the trivia that goes with cases and makes it endless. Ikuforiji, for example, has been on trial since 2012. What for? The former speaker of whatever, his case was since 2012.
Right.
It took almost about 13 or how many years for Dariye's court to be case to be dispensed with. So I think that if it is a matter of discretion, the judiciary at the very top, my Lord the Chief Justice and whatever, at the very top should have decided, once you knew that this was going to happen, look, gentlemen, we are going to do it live for these reasons, or we will not get it covered live for these reasons. And you give, it's not even a ruling. Because in any case, it's a discretion. It's not, the court is open for you to go and see if you want.
You know what's troubling more now is the fact that people are attaching fairness and transparency to the live broadcast. That's a narrative that is being floated.
But see, whether you like it,
if it's not live broadcast, then it can be transparent. There can be fairness.
And he said the truth of the matter is that you could even some people who work in the courts don't understand what's going on when it comes to points of law. When some laws are interpreted where you are now, you'd be amazed how distraught you would be. It will lead to a lot of confusion. But look, for me, if you want to air it, fair enough. If you don't want to, fair enough. But I don't like the idea that it keeps dragging and we are talking about whether to air it live or not, and the day is getting closer and closer. Because somebody came up with a theory. You know, Nigerians have all these kind of theories. The gentleman in question, who one of your listeners, for whatever reason, says, I don't like, that's his business. I don't hate anybody, the job has to be done. Now, one of the reasons why he went to Europe is that he doesn't want to, he might be asked to take the witness stand, and he doesn't want to. Okay? And that by the time he comes back a day to the inauguration, he will have immunity. That's what somebody told me. Now, the person who told me that is not a lawyer. If anything, he's an IT person. You know? So, by simple reasoning, it might sound that makes sense. But when you put two sons in this office, you will leave them and go to bed, they'll still be arguing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So for me, apart from those who are versed in law, to be honest with you, I personally think that televising it live will create much more confusion than if. The most important thing is for the judges to do this, to carry out this assignment with a sense of purpose. Whether we see them doing it or not, for me, is. So that's my view on that, and I'd love anyone who would contribute to this discussion on social media and educate us. I don't want those who are thinking up the top of their heads. He hates me. I don't want that kind of whatever. I mean, I don't want all that. But it would be nice if we could get a lawyer now who would tell us whether it's a matter of discretion or it's a point of law. The question would be simply, from my own naive perspective, of Berinimi, I don't know anything about this. Does the law allow you to televise live court proceedings? Number one. Now, does the law force you to have? I think it's a matter of discretion.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to run through some of the stories, because when we do these things, there are some stories that you would find bizarre. And I said, let me teach you. Today's Friday. Let me teach you to what is going on in Lagos, in case you don't know. Look at this one. In Lagos, a naked man was found dead inside his car at Oluwara Ojodubaga. Naked was found inside his car. Look at this one. Lagos technician. We need to highlight some of these things, Sheriff, so that people can understand what's going on. A 26-year-old automobile technician, the one that they call Rewire. Technician. It's Rewire now. Was sentenced to life imprisonment by an Ikeja sexual offenses at domestic violence court for defiling his neighbor's 12-year-old daughter. And what Gbere in the air?
Life.
Gbere, he's gone. Aye. Guard arrested for killing ex-boss in Port Harcourt. Fair Grips Ogun community grabbers clash. Loma arrests 30. Ah, okay. Now, I love this one. I love this one. Lawmaker arrests 30 Lagos residents for wrong waste disposal. Please keep it up. Just keep it up. As these things happen, please let us know. 30 people have been arrested for indiscriminate waste disposal.
Mm.
Look at this, Sheriff. Customs intercepts sack of military uniforms from Niger.
Right. Right.
Look at this one, Sheriff. This is a story that is reported by somebody called Naomi China. It's in Punt. Mm. The reporter's name is Naomi China. Okay. And he says, tenant beats up lady for demanding the electricity bill. How dare you?
Tenant beats up
landlady.
The landlady.
Slayed Edo driver's family, knocks police for releasing suspects. I just said once in a while, let's brighten up your day.
Yeah, especially you see that inside pages 4 and 5.
Yes,
Punch. You usually load them up.
Load them up. All kinds of business stories. For I don't think many people know the sentence for things like this. That this guy is going to prison for life. For life, and being that he's generally an unknown person, even they are still awaiting trial. Who are in prison for life? Talk less of it. He does rot away in the system.
The correctional center said that they have about 70% of inmates who are awaiting trial.
Yes, and there was one case we took up many years back. What was the guy arrested for? Instead of him to go on the pedestrian crossing, he crossed the express, nabbed him at the other side, took him to this
mobile court.
He couldn't bail himself, whatever, and off to Kirikiri. He was there for close to 6 to 7 years.
No.
Yes. I think it was Falano that took up, if I remember very well.
We need to do better in our criminal administration. Yeah.
The dispensation of justice is something else entirely. Something else. We thank the likes of Femi Falano and Co. who, you know, find time, you know, to try and see how much. By incidentally, that's what I'm going to discuss this Saturday. Yes. That's what we're going to discuss. If it hasn't happened to you, you don't know the kind of country
you can't get it. You can't get it.
If the system is used against you, or if you slip into the system to get out of it.
Let's take our next story. 7:45 is time. We're still with the Punch. Page 10 is where we're going now. In-law, who forced widow to drink corpse's bath water, arraigned.
I never knew this thing still happens.
Oh, yes, they do.
I never knew.
What widows go
so, through. So, it's sad. Oh, woman. There's a gentleman called Albert Eligbe. He's a native of Atani in Ogbaru local government of Anambra. So, what has happened to this Albert? He was arraigned for forcing a widow, Mrs. Patricia Eligbe, somebody who just lost her husband. He forced her to drink the water used in washing the husband's corpse. I thought this habit had been stopped. But, well, maybe they make an example out of him. The defendant, who is the brother-in-law of the widow, he was arraigned on 5 counts before the Children's Sexual and Gender-Based Violence Court in Awka. He pleaded not guilty, meaning, would he say that he didn't force the woman not to drink water, or it wasn't the water that was used to wash the corpse? You know, but he was granted bail and was told to provide a surety. Meanwhile, on that same day, some women rights activists staged a peaceful protest to condemn the unwholesome widowhood practice of forcing water. We need to take a second look at how we mourn the dead and the things that we expect our women to do. Now, if a man loses his wife, he can hop into town the next day to go find himself a drink. If a woman loses her husband in these parts, for example, first of all that beautiful hair that she has is going to be cut. She's all the fancy dresses that she has is not going to be worn, I think, for about 6 months. She's going to be locked up for 6 months. You know, and why would we subject
in a dark room?
In a dark room. Mourning is not on the exterior, it's on the interior. I have had to advise an aunt of mine, God bless her soul, she's gone now. When her husband died, the next day she told them to bring the files of the cases that he has, to bring it home, and she continued working. You know, and of course, people started mourning. When I confronted my auntie in the corner when it was just the two of us, because that my auntie was my paddy woman, Paddy Migidini, my auntie, God bless her soul. She said they can say what they like. This is the only way I can get out of the grief. Yes, that's what she said. Jimmy, if they think that a husband I had for 40 years because I brought work home to do to keep my mind occupied, you know, and she was highly criticized by certain persons. Mm-hmm. But those were the people, the likes of my auntie and some of my late uncle,
right,
that have taught me that in life, whatever you do, there will be pros and cons. You better just do what you think is right. And that's how she was able to save herself. Imagine a widow lost the husband. You now bathe the corpse and tell her to drink it. Habba.
Yeah.
Habba. They should turn it around and serve it to the men.
Yeah.
If your wife dies, you should go and drink the
corpse. And let's see how the men will take it.
Let's see how you will take it.
Right. Right.
No,
nobody's dying yet.
Nobody's dying yet. Why you said nobody's dying? And you're looking like
I'm just looking like
you. Don't want me to.
Some people are ahead. Some people are ahead first.
There is no ahead in there too. There is no everybody. Everybody has signed. Everybody has signed his own date.
Yes, you're right.
But I'd like to go before you. You know, if anything, let me taste.
Nobody is going yet.
I'm not saying yet, but I'd like to. Let me taste the place. Give it over.
What happens after death, though? What do you think happens?
Maybe we had this argument. Well, not an argument. We had this discussion here. And I would love to have somebody on air who can actually... I read Awolowo's book. I've read a few Life After Death. I've read a few books here and there. But you always take these things with a pinch of salt. Just like the issue of whether they are aliens or not.
Mm.
The Americans are beginning to admit that they are aliens in outer space.
Yep.
Personally, I believe that we can't be the only ones in the universe. That's my belief. We can't be the only ones. The same thing with the life. If somebody comes and gives an account now, you might take it with a pinch of salt.
Hmm.
But I'd love to have that discussion with that person on air. Everybody can hear that. Not necessarily what the holy books say.
Not necessary. We're all aware. So
I don't want you to come here and tell me that according to Corinthians 2, verse this. No. That's not what I'm saying. I want maybe a psychic, somebody. Because in my few interactions with the late Okunzua, Pa Okunzua, you remember him?
Yep.
Yeah, I was not close to him. People always say I'm close. I wasn't close to him, but I was friendly with him. And I'd visit him sometimes just to prod him. I have enough evidence to believe that he could communicate with the dead. I have enough. And the only person who might be able to bear me out on this is Pa Chris Doguje, former MD of Linters. Because he's also a parapsychologist. I have very strong evidence to believe that he can communicate with the dead. I won't look at me. I'm not going to say anything.
So, today is Friday, right? What if you're given that ticket to leave this plane? I mean, sorry, this earth, this planet, into another planet.
It's not a planet. Like,
no, I'm talking about another thing entirely.
Another sphere.
Now. Yeah,
oh, okay.
I'm talking about another thing entirely. Where there's another civilization.
Like I should go to Mars.
Not necessarily Mars. Like, we've not even scratched the surface of the number of planets out there. So you have that portal that you have the ticket to go through. Would you take it? Leave everything behind here?
No, I'm a very generous man. I don't believe. I believe in sharing. I believe in giving other people opportunities. And in that spirit, I'll just hand it over to you.
No, you can't do that.
No,
I was expecting you to say something like, I'm a generous man, all my cars I'll just give to you.
No, I will go. No. It's a golden opportunity. It's an opportunity not to be missed.
Which you should love and embrace.
In the spirit of brotherhood, I will be saying that, this trip, you know, let's try a younger person so that other people, so he too can have something to eat. So I pass.
Oh my gosh. Okay, time out over. Let's go to the editorial, the Punch newspaper.
Excuse me.
Editorial of the Punch newspaper reads, ensuring the safety of foods and medicines.
This editorial, this editorial should be read both by people in the industry and by the by ordinary persons. Because we're still going back to the issue of the noodles and whatever. That's what brought about this editorial. And the Punch lays the foundation. It says apprehension spread across the country with the shocking news that Malaysia and Taiwan detected injurious components at Indomie noodles and so on and so forth. Okay, so the essence is this, that it is the imported noodles, I've been saying this for the umpteenth time, it is the imported noodles that is the bad guy in this story. But how are we handling this? And I remember saying at that time that the local one should be rebranded, whether they're going to make it in green, white, green, so that we know that this is the local one. But then again, they have all these ingenious things. They can go get the imported ones rebranded in the same manner. But there must be a way by which the ordinary man can make the distinction at sight. Okay? The Punch argues that authorities must act very fast and effectively to ascertain first that the product is not in the market. Of course, it would be. And next, to further allay public apprehension. I'm very apprehensive now about eating anything noodles until I got a full clearance. I'm not going to be, especially eating noodles outside at Yalati's place. You don't know which noodles it cooks. Okay, reassuringly, both the regulator and the maker of Indomie, Dufry Premier Foods PLC, have said the alleged poisonous variant is not registered in Nigeria for sale. But it's there. It is there. The National Agency for Food and Drug Administration and Control has also promptly reiterated its subsisting ban on its... this. So they talked about the explanation of the... NAFDAC authorities, but they give us this information to say that the Nigerian Customs Service Federal Operations Unit in May 5, 2023 said it seized 746 million naira worth of goods smuggled into the country. Frozen chicken and all these things. So we know we have a porous border. So what do we do, Sheriff? I think can I make an open invitation to the makers of the Indomie Premier Foods to please come and explain what exactly this discrepancy could be. I think it's important that they enlighten our people as to what we are looking at here. Can I do that?
Yes, we can. Allowed.
Okay, let me let you do it.
It's like, health and safety.
Just like I'll let you go to the other place. Because they argue that consuming unregulated and banned products pose health risks to users and should not be trifled with.
That's right.
If you notice, most of our people are getting sick. And I remember in the Punch, I think of Tuesday, Professor Ashiru said a lot of the diseases that we complain about usually are from health and eating patterns. You know, what we eat, how we live. You live in a house with one small window. You close the window to pretend to your neighbor that you have AC. Then you put on the fan. It's a prescription for death. You know, and the things that we eat. A lot of us are moving dustbins. And I think I'm one of them. Some of the bad habits we have. Like, for example, I like to buy some sausage roll in traffic. There's this particular one. I know it's not healthy. Every man has his own faults. This one, he wants to hold it in traffic. I'm on Magonia. It's a bad habit. All of us have these bad habits, and it's not peculiar to Nigeria. So don't start running us down all over the world. But what you have, though, in other climes is that there is some authority somewhere that is on the lookout, on the lookout for all these nasty things that we do. So Punch now concludes by saying NAFDAC alone cannot fight the battle. There should be strong coordination with the police, customs, the intelligence agencies and the communities. The states and local governments should reactivate their respective food and surveillance and inspectorate units to keep Nigerians safe from contaminated food. They haven't added one more person, and that is the media. We will continue to educate you. We will continue to educate you. Especially our mothers. Watch what your children eat, both in your presence and behind you. That in that whatever they go and buy when you're not, you know, you're nowhere around, educate your children about what to eat and what not to eat. May God help Nigeria.
Mm.
The challenges we have are far different from the Nigeria that I knew in the 70s, where you could even pick your coin from the gutter.
Mm.
What we have now...
You know what you said? I remember very well that anytime we needed money when we were young, we had this place that we used to go.
Mm-hmm.
And we just dig the ground and we found... I don't know. I can't explain it.
It is just only here. Get the behind me. And you just dig the ground and you find what...
My friends, if they are listening, they will attest to it. Like we just go.
Just dig the ground.
We just be digging. Then you find one coin, maybe one kobo or two kobo.
I'm going to try it in Tinubu, close to the Central Bank.
You cannot find those things anymore.
No, life has actually changed, you know. I remember growing up, the poorest of the poor would cook every day. Because when in the 60s, fridges were not that common. Mm. Sometimes you go 8 houses down to go and buy what you used to call rice water.
Mm.
Go down the road. People cooked, you cooked every day. Mm. Healthy food, your meat fresh now. Okay.
We have to go. Lagos, that's our show. Thank you so much for coming.
All right, I'll be back.
He'll be back at 9, Lagos. Thank you all for being a part of it. I will take a break with the news, and then we'll be back to Open Mic Friday.
The news never stops. We never stop.
18-year-old boy has reportedly stabbed.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running late to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired, get fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a